Well, the authorities in the United States are still trying to understand how and why a would-be assassin shot at the former president Donald Trump. The attempt on Mr. Trump's life came amid a febrile election campaign, with both Democrats and Republicans warning of dire consequences if the other side wins November's election. Mr. Trump is now in Milwaukee, where his party's national convention is taking place. A short time ago, the director of the Secret Service said it would fully participate in an independent review. Political reaction, meanwhile, has been continuing. America's special envoy to Northern Ireland, Democrat Joe Kennedy, has compared the situation in America to the North.
What's transpired in Northern Ireland over the course of the past 30 years should be instructional and instrumental to the United States. This is a place that went through a brutal history of 30 years of conflict. And you now have a new generation of political leaders there that are saying, we're not going to go back to that. There are real big divides about the future for Northern Ireland within the political system in Northern Ireland. And yet, those leaders are making space for alternative viewpoints. They are saying that Northern Ireland is big enough and bold enough to make sure we can have that debate without entering into the vilification and the trauma that society there has experienced. And, you know, we talk about, and obviously my prayers, along with, you mentioned it before, have been with Mr. Compratore and his family and the other victims yesterday, and obviously former President Trump and his family. There were thousands of people that watched an assassination attempt on live television. There are thousands of people there that are going to experience some level of trauma and that are going to be impacted by this. We need to create the space here to process it and to try to heal going forward. This cannot be where we go to as a country, where people are scared about participating in a democracy, about being a forum for discussion and debate and disagreement.
Well, following the assassination attempt, Donald Trump says he has changed his speech to be delivered at this week's convention. Republican Congressman Byron Donald said this was the right approach, as attacking the other side was no longer the way to go.
We have major disagreements in politics, we know this, but it can't go to that level. It cannot go to where now people are being targeted for assassination, where you have violence between citizens. We're allowed to have disagreements as part of the American way. We have disagreements as families. We have disagreements within businesses, in politics, obviously. But when something like this happens, it requires you to reassess. The president has done that. Unity is going to be our message this week, and not just this week, for the rest of this campaign and going forward in our country. Because at the end of the day, no matter how much we might disagree vehemently on these issues, we are all Americans. We're one country. Mm-hmm.
Well, our former colleague Katrina Perry, BBC chief news reporter, that's her job now. She's in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. She joins us on the line. Katrina, thanks for talking to us. How is the attempt on the former president's life likely to change this convention?
Well, Rachel, it's going to change it quite dramatically. I was speaking to the Trump campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, former Trump actual campaign manager in 2016 and 2020, an advisor now. And he said this would change absolutely everything. All of the speeches were being reassessed. The order of events at the convention were being reassessed for Donald Trump's part. As you mentioned there, he's thrown out what he called the humdinger of a speech that he was going to deliver to fire up his base. He's going to appeal for unity instead. On the security front, there are some changes as well. Much closer checks, more streets closed. No guns are allowed into the convention, but Wisconsin is an open carry state, so guns are allowed in Milwaukee up until the perimeters. But the mayor of Milwaukee is trying to change that as well. But really, it's all anyone is talking about. And as you can imagine, the people who are at this convention, a lot of them have an expertise in gunmanship, in gun ownership, and so on. So there's a lot of debate about how things proceeded, what the security was like, and so on.
Despite pleas for the country to come together, and we heard one of them there, some of the rhetoric has been pretty heated, with a number of Republican figures blaming either the media or members of the Democratic Party for the attempt on Donald Trump's life.
Absolutely, there has been that. Many Republicans have said that, in fact, it was Joe Biden who amped up the intensity of the conversation here around the election. not the Republican Party, not Donald Trump himself, who the Democrats would say is the originator of dragging the rhetoric, as they would put it, downwards to being so negative. I mean, we saw the ads that ran around the time of the debate, which was only 2.5 weeks ago, which is kind of hard to believe. And the ads that were running on television in this country were so negative from both the parties. So really, politics is so polarized here. People can't go home to the place they live because half of their family supports one candidate, and they can no longer have conversations about that, particularly in Pennsylvania, where, of course, this assassination attempt happened. Politics are very, very polarized there. That's a battleground state. And as I say, families in that state are split.
As you mentioned that debate, the Democrats were convulsed by what to do about Joe Biden. Is his position now more secure, or is this just a temporary reprieve?
I don't think his position is more secure, no. What it has done crucially is it has completely turned off that tap that was drip-dripping called from within his own party for him to step aside because of concerns about his age and his capacity and so on. It's turned the tap off publicly for the moment. That is continuing in Democratic circles. They've kind of been granted a bit of a reprieve. They can recircle and decide how they're going to approach this. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, his vice president, have kind of rolled back the campaigning that they had planned for this week. They've pulled a number of their television ads. An appearance by Kamala Harris in Florida was cancelled. But Joe Biden is heading off to Nevada. He's going to have a big speech there. He's doing media interviews today and tomorrow. So it's about kind of judging when is the respectful time for them to ramp back up their campaign efforts. But they will indeed do that. And it's not over for Joe Biden yet in terms of that intense pressure.
Donald Trump is due to announce his vice presidential candidate this week. Who's in the frame?
Indeed, he is. We're expecting that announcement to come really in the next few hours as the convention gets underway properly. And, you know, Donald Trump loves to create a bit of drama and create a major TV event, which this convention is as well. The perceived wisdom on the top three, if you want to call them that. One is J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator, who people might know from the popular book he wrote, Hillbilly Elegy. Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, of course, formerly known as Little Marco to Donald Trump, now within his inner circle and a major supporter. And Doug Burgum, the North Dakota governor and a very successful businessman, net worth of about $100 million, the wealthiest governor in this country. On the long list is Byron Donalds, the congressman you just played a clip of there a few moments ago. But of course, it's Donald Trump. You can't rule out that he doesn't go for any of those, that he goes for a total surprise candidate. Maybe he picks someone like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, who was his press secretary in the White House. Whoever it is will make a speech here on Wednesday night, so we will know by then at the latest. But the anticipation is that that will be unveiled today as part of the first official day of the convention.
Katrina, many thanks. That was BBC News presenter Katrina Perry joining us there on the line from Milwaukee.